This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't argue with that point. I cannot argue with that point from Adam Robert Carter. He's back with us in about 25 minutes. Hey, everybody. Chad Hartman. Tubbsy's here. Tubbsy! Harrigan is out. Although he's still pitching in, I was texting him very early. He's on his la-di-da West Coast trip. I was texting him. That's it. I can't quit him. He can't quit me.
How early did you text him? Because now I need to know how early I can text him.
Probably different criteria. I think he likes you more than me. So you probably can go like an hour earlier. That's my guess.
Okay.
Well, he texted me yesterday about 6:15 his time. So... He was up and at him.
He's
early.
Got nothing else to do.
No, I think. Well, one of our guests reached out to him. Didn't realize he was off the air and didn't realize he was on the West Coast. Okay, let's jump into this. Well, we finished yesterday's show talking about, do you want Tim Walz as the VP? Okay, I want to start today because there's so much material in the VP race, and does it even matter? And I'm going to talk about it. But I'm going to talk about it with this question, 651-461-9226. Because my policy for a long time has been, it doesn't matter. I still think it is minuscule. Minuscule. And the controversies we're discussing, we're going to talk about one with Tim Walz right now, just using the word bastard. Does that bug you? Does it only bug you because you don't agree with Tim Walz? Are you consistent about that? But outside of dramatically helping you win a state, and yes, of course, you should pick someone who you think is competent and who is capable to be the president if something happens, if something horrific happens. But are we spending just way, way, way too much time talking about the vice presidential nominees? Suni Lee just finishing up as a part of the team gymnastics Olympics going on right now. Chris Tubbs' ex-girlfriend Nicole Kidman in the arena. Shockingly, NBC is showing Hoda and Savannah Guthrie. What if they were ripping America right now? Could right now Savannah and Hoda be cheering for another country? They would be fired summarily.
I mean, if I can't watch the Olympics on Fox or Newsmax, I'm not watching.
Well, there was plenty of that talk over the weekend. We're talking Olympics, by the way, in an hour. Jamie Ukas from Perry is going to join us. Tim Walz uses the word bastard. Not a word you're normally using in the everyday discourse. This was a Zoom, but there were plenty of people on it. What is your reaction to Tim Walz? That, by the way, the person he's talking about? Donald John Trump. Donald John Trump. So Walz is out there. Shapiro's out there. Kelly's out there. And then we have the selection of J.D. Vance. We spent a fair amount of time last week on the childless cat lady conversation. So let's get to a couple sound bites from J.D. Vance again. One is a little bit older, and two, once again, the best communicator in politics today is Pete Buttigieg. He was on with Jon Stewart yesterday. Here's a comment from a couple years ago. Again, Vance and childless kids. Man, he spent a lot of time in this. Here's J.D.
Right, there are just these basic cadences of life that I think are really powerful and really, really valuable when you have kids in your life. And the fact that so many people, especially in America's leadership class, just don't have that in their lives, you know, I worry that it makes people more sociopathic and ultimately our whole country a little bit less less mentally stable. And of course, you talk about going on Twitter. Final point I'll make is you go on Twitter and almost always the people who are most deranged and most psychotic are people who don't have kids at home.
Sociopathic. If you don't have kids and the ones who are really badly mental health issues don't have kids. You know how tough it is to find stories? If I just went to the Google and found horrifying stories about parents and what they did to their kids, it doesn't take that long at all. And they're trying to backpedal on this, and his explanation with Megyn Kelly the other day was soft. And, you know, Megyn Kelly, who I used to have great respect for, I thought she was slightly right on Fox. I thought she got a raw deal in NBC, but she now has decided to just go in the tank for MAGA. So she just asked him softball questions the other day, and she's a very good journalist when she wants to be. But sociopathic? If you don't have kids, are you bleeping kidding me? Then he's got the policy out there, and he's offered this one up before where you should get extra votes if you're a parent. I'm not making it up. Let's give votes to all the children in this country, and let's give control over the votes to the parents in this country. So obviously before they're 18. Are you kidding me? Are you honestly kidding me? I think that is so insulting to other individuals who decided or didn't have a choice and didn't have kids, or, by the way, have said, I'm too young right now. Here's a little bit of Pete Buttigieg on with Jon Stewart reacting to some of this last night.
It's not just the kind of things he said, but the policy ideas behind them. Like, he has this idea that you should get extra votes if you have kids.
Extra votes?
Yeah, he suggested that you should have extra votes if you're a parent.
Really?
Now, I think there's lots of things.
You don't even get that in your own house. I'm a parent. You don't get anything.
Sure, I'm starting to find that. I mean, ours are not yet three, but... And it's rooted in this strange idea that it's not just, he doesn't just say that being a parent gives you, you know, an important role as a citizen, which I agree with, or that it gives you unique perspective on the future. It's that not being a parent makes you less. Like
I think that's absolutely how they feel.
He said, people who don't have children, this is a quote, have no physical commitment to the future of this country.
Wow.
And I just think about how, like, no physical commitment to the future. Like, when I was deployed to Afghanistan, I didn't have kids back then.
Right.
But I will tell you, especially when there was a rocket attack going on, my commitment to this country felt pretty physical.
Yeah, right now, if you're going up against Pete Buttigieg in a conversation, good luck to you. So, a couple things here. Walls and using the word unprofessional, yes, without a doubt. But Donald Trump says anything and everything all the time. So, yeah, it's a word I wouldn't use.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With a female in the race, how would we react about some of the derogatory terms towards Kamala Harris? Oh, they're happening. Oh, yeah, they're happening. And they should be called out. So I get it if you just philosophically don't agree with Tim Walz. That's fine. There's plenty. But you better watch yourself on how upset you are if you want to be consistent. Because we can go down the long list of things that Donald Trump says on a regular basis, including grab him by the you-know-where. J.D. Vance. This, for me, the continued insult and even trying to walk it back, feeble attempts on his comments about those who don't have kids. Again, if you don't have kids and you are happy with your life, you're no more happy than me because I have kids. Okay? I have my three boys. I can't imagine my life without them. But I also had a pretty damn great life before I had them. And I don't look at other friends of mine who either chose to not have kids or can have kids and feel like I'm superior to them. Not for one second. Should I ever? And the idea that when my three kids were all under the age of 18 and I'm going to vote on a state amendment, city council race, Senate race, Congress race, presidential race, that all of a sudden I get four votes? Does that mean Kathleen also gets four votes too? Or do we have to decide, okay, Kathleen, this year you get Hunter, this year I get Griffin and Quentin? How many multipliers on this? So there's a lot of things to disagree on or to agree on. But does any of it matter when in the end you're voting for Trump and Harris? Can a VP be such an asset in a state? Yeah. Multiple states? I'm pretty dubious. I am very, very skeptical. In the end, to me, 99% is, do I want Donald Trump? Do I want Kamala Harris? Or am I voting for somebody else who's also ran for president? Not the VP. Doesn't mean we shouldn't discuss the issues, but does it really matter? So, 651-461-9226. Are you glad Wall said that? Are you bothered by what Wall said? These Vance comments, you're 100% with them, or you're bothered by them? And does any of it matter when we get to early November and you're selecting Trump or Harris? Or you're like me, you decide I'm going to vote for anyone who ran for the race. What do you want to say? Phone calls or text? Let's go right now. Ask Adam Anything. It's 15 minutes away. We'll have time for your calls and texts when we return. Love to hear from you. Good, solid feedback, strong opinions. Just be respectful. 651-461-9226. I want to talk K&S right now. Talk K&S. We've had a run of very hot weather. You want that air conditioner to work. You really want it to work during these times. And I get it. There are times when things are going to malfunction. It's another time to have 952-697-HEAT, ksheating.com. I'm talking about K&S Heating and Air. Have them available. Their follow-up is tremendous. Their professionalism, 36 years in the business, and still this fantastic deal. $7,795. That's right, $7,795 for a Lennox high-efficient air conditioner and matching furnace. So you're set for, what, 10, 15, 20 years? Don't hesitate. KSHeating.com. All right, we're talking about the VP race and comments from Tim Walz. Word I would not use in that case at all. I would not. It was a Zoom call. What, white dudes for Kamala Harris. This wasn't just in private. It's a term I would not use in this case. My comeback is, I think you can feel that way, but you got to watch how, I hope you're consistent. You know, when Donald Trump uses those words on J.D. Vance, I think his comments about kids and individuals who don't have kids is fairly insulting. I really do. But does any of it matter when we're talking about the VP race? All right, let's take some calls. Bill is called in. Bill, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Chad, I'm convinced that there's more importance to call each other names than there is to present their platform. I think the Democrats and Republicans should put their platform forward and quit picking at each other like a couple of little kids. Thank you.
Thank you. There is a way to be forceful and strong in your opinions and still have some level of respect. I was clear for 18 months Joe Biden wasn't up for the job. I said that over and over again, and I was criticized harshly. I'm being mean. It's unfair. Or why aren't you talking about Trump? Okay. Then when I talked about Trump and I don't agree with Trump, I'm told I'm one-sided. There are other people in politics I respect. I happen to disagree with folks who felt like Joe Biden was up for the job. I happen to disagree if you believe Donald Trump is the best candidate. We can disagree on it. That doesn't mean I hate you in any way. You know, we just can have a spirited, healthy disagreement without expressing venom towards each other. And there should be a lot more of that in the conversation. I voted for Republican in 16. I voted for Republican congressman for close to 20 years. The last race I voted for two Republicans. I voted for Democrats many times. I am more of a centrist. I am reflective. I hope it's 40, 50, 60% of the country, but the voices on the far left and far right are so loud, the center gets drowned out, and I hope that slows down. John is called in. Go ahead, John. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Chad. I agree with the last caller that we really should focus on the platform and not on what some of these foolish comments are made. I think we're all really puzzled about this campaign, and none of us really like either side. I just have to say, Chad, it seems to me like you and your station, pick one side and just drill and drill and drill on it. And an example I give you, and J.D. Vance did say something pretty stupid last week, and I think he's saying some dumb stuff this week. But Kamala did also. I mean, I don't know if it was last week or not, but she had made some big comments about she doesn't think 18 to 24-year-olds should be able to vote because she said they're stupid. And I mean, I don't hear that on your station. So I think you guys could do a great service to your listeners by just tell us the facts on both sides, stay out of the pettiness. This thing that Walt said yesterday about the B word, if the other side would use the BI word for Kamala, you guys would spend 3 weeks talking about that.
Hold on a second. Let me jump in, John. I just want to go back and forth a little bit. I now have said four times it was wrong for Tim Walz to say that. Let me just go on Walz a little bit here. I've said repeatedly Tim Walz spent way too much of the surplus. I said Tim Walz has become a far-left politician. I would prefer the congressman, Tim Walz, who was more of a centrist. I said Joe Biden is incapable of the job for 18 months. I've said Kamala Harris is well left of my politics. There are no marching orders from the station. Zero. I have never once been told here by anyone in management here for my 15 years here or my 19 years of the fan that you have to say this. We form our own ideas. There are a few more people who are left of center here. There are a few more people who are right of center. There is no coordination of ideas. Now, there are left-leaning stations. There are right-leaning stations. But I feel like if you listen to me enough, I'm highly critical of Donald Trump. I agree. I think he's a narcissist. I don't think he's up for the job. I don't. But I voted for Republican as president in 16, the last statewide race. I voted for two Republicans. So I push back a little bit when I hear it's only one side, when I think my track record shows I'm willing to criticize both sides. Let me let you jump back in.
Yeah, and I greatly appreciate that, Chad. I'm looking for a radio station that can get me focused on the platform, what each party's really thinking about doing, and that would give me a reason to vote. I mean, all day long, I'm not trying to make you more right, I'm not trying to make you more left, or vice versa. I'm trying to find the facts, and it just seems like our press today spends so doggone much time finding some dumb soundbite, and we all, as human beings, have dumb soundbites at all times, all of us.
It's fair.
You and me.
Fair, yeah.
And to spend three days talking about some dumb thing that Big J.D. Man said, and it was a very dumb thing, I kept turning the radio off and listening to the K-Fan instead of you guys. But
Well, there are plenty of my friends over there who talk politics also, so it comes from. John, I'm glad you called in. I think you make some very valid points. I appreciate it. Paulette has called in. Paulette, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi. I do not agree with Mr. Vance for another reason. You're putting those children in a fishbowl. They're putting them in Washington versus being in schools in Minnesota or Arizona. What happens to the dad that can't be at the soccer game, can't be at the Pinewood Derby? Those kids, you know, are being relocated for schools. It's not a 60-day session. It's all year. And I don't think he's really thinking about the whole picture. Leaving your wife home to take care of relocating those kids to Washington. We had a guy with six kids that ran for Senate. I loved the guy. He would have been wonderful. But all I could think about was those kids. You know, their whole life has changed. And it doesn't matter.
But that does happen in a number of places, right? Where the mom relocates or the dad relocates. I'm not sure I want to blame J.D. Vance because he moved in advance when that happens across this country all the time.
But there's a stake in it. They're not going to be moving their kids 8 hours away. They're gone from Sunday night till Friday night to the state senate so that they can be present during session. And it's never just a 60-day. They have committee meetings and everything. Because I know this as a fact because my family was in politics in Florida and we had nine kids and dad just wasn't there. So after two sessions, he retired to help mom.
Yeah,
still in a lot of acquaintances.
I would never correct you on what's happened in your life. I'm sure that's 100% true. I just think different politicians and different individuals handle those challenges in a variety of ways. But I get your point. It's reflected there. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's 32 past 12. I'll read a few more of your texts when Adam joins me. Ask Adam Anything is next here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.